Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, February 6th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Results from Monday's Iowa caucuses continue to trickle in. Pete Buttigieg still holds a slim lead over Bernie Sanders in delegates. Sanders leads the first choice count, a popular vote. Elizabeth Warren, third. 97% of precincts now reporting. Two. A proposed K-12 education budget from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer includes the largest funding increase for classrooms in nearly 20 years, according to state budget office data. Features $60 million in additional funding for special education and another $60 million to support academically at-risk and economically disadvantaged students. And number one, a day after being acquitted in his impeachment trial, President Trump taking a victory lap today. Trump tweeting he'll speak at noon Eastern from the White House to, quote, discuss our country's victory on the impeachment hoax. That's where we start this hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us all across the great state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We appreciate you being out there. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Of course, SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Steve at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning. So stories from that coming on Friday's big program to roll you into the weekend. The impeachment is done. Impeachment is over. The Senate voting yesterday, a final vote, 53-47 on one count, 52-48 on the other count. No Democrats voting for acquittal, one Republican splitting a vote on conviction, and that is Utah Senator Mitt Romney. He spoke yesterday for about 7-8 minutes on the floor of the Senate, and yeah, I'll give you an opportunity to hear exactly what Mitt Romney had to say for himself when he cast this vote to remove the president from office. We got three parts here. We'll see if we can squeeze them all in. I don't think any of them are all too long. First, a little bit of the setup from Mitt Romney yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Cut one.
The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did. The president asked a foreign government to investigate his political rival. The president withheld vital military funds from that government to press it to do so. The president delayed funds for an American ally at war with Russian invaders. The president's purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust. What he did was not perfect. No, it was a flagrant assault on our electoral rights, our national security, and our fundamental values. Corrupting an election to keep oneself in office is perhaps the most abusive and destructive violation of one's oath of office that I can imagine.
All right, so how did he get there? I think that was cut two, which is okay. Let's go back, though, and get to cut one, which is Mitt Romney talking about how he made his decision.
As a senator juror, I swore an oath. The allegations made in the articles of impeachment are very serious. As a senator juror, I swore an oath before God to exercise impartial justice. I am profoundly religious. My faith is at the heart of who I am.
And he just stops here for a good 10 seconds to 12 seconds to collect himself.
I take an oath before God as enormously consequential. I knew from the outset that being tasked with judging the president, the leader of my own party, would be the most difficult decision I have ever faced. I was not wrong.
All right, one more cut from Mitt Romney from the floor of the Senate yesterday. This is cut three, where he discusses consequences for his action. Mitt Romney yesterday.
I'm aware that there are people in my party and in my state who will strenuously disapprove of my decision and in some quarters, I will be vehemently denounced. I'm sure to hear abuse from the president and his supporters. Does anyone seriously believe that I would consent to these consequences other than from an inescapable conviction that my oath before God demanded it of me? Like each member of this deliberative body, I love our country. I believe that our Constitution was inspired by providence. I'm convinced that freedom itself is dependent on the strength and vitality of our national character. As it is with each senator, my vote is an act of conviction. We've come to different conclusions, fellow senators, but I trust we have all followed the dictates of our conscience. I acknowledge that my verdict will not remove the president from office. The results of this Senate court will, in fact, be appealed to a higher court, the judgment of the American people. Voters will make the final decision.
And that's the way it should be. Mitt Romney there, three parts. I play so you can get an idea of his thinking and how he came to the decision. And I know that Mitt Romney is being pilloried in some quarters. And look, he's wrong. It's the wrong conclusion. Somehow he is the only Republican anywhere, essentially. I mean, unless you count maybe fake Republicans, CNN Republicans, right? Who has come to this conclusion? I think he's completely wrong. I think he's completely wrong to vote to convict on the matter. And the president might have some things to say about Mitt Romney later today. Utah might recall him. There's actually a bill that was introduced a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if it was anticipating Mitt Romney's decision, but there's a bill to perhaps recall U.S. senators making the rounds in Utah. He's not up for election until 2024, but voters also will have a final judgment to make on Mitt Romney in 2024. And it's Utah. So you can get a fairly conservative candidate out of Utah without any issues whatsoever. Look, I've been doing the show for a while, filling in for Steve. I have to confess something. I kind of like Mitt Romney. I think he's totally wrong here. But I did a lot of research into him when he ran for president in 2012. I think he's a fundamentally decent guy. I think he's a really honorable guy. And he's made a really bad decision. And one of the reasons is he has no... Republicans should not have nominated him in 2012 because he has no fixed political principles. And he has poor political judgment. When you combine those two attributes, you get decisions like yesterday. He has voted with Republicans on many issues. He's with us on judges. He was with us on Kavanaugh. And so he's with the party on a number of things. He breaks here. And I think he's terribly wrong. And I know people are going to be calling for his scalp, so to speak. And I just I can't go quite that far because, again, just looking into his background and what he's done in his life, he's a good, decent guy, honorable guy who's made a really bad decision here. And he's going to be in the Senate for four more years. And you know what? We're going to need his vote on a number of topics in the future. And so maybe we keep that line of communication open, at least going into the future. That's my hot take for the morning, I guess. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Group.
I'm a small business owner, and I know the importance of keeping quality employees and staying focused on the bottom line. As a member of the Michigan Chamber, I now can do both through an incredible retirement benefit program called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan. Now I can offer my employees a competitive 401k plan, which enhances their benefits, keeps my costs down, and I don't have to deal with any of the administrative headaches. Saving money, enhancing our benefits, treating our employees like family, allows us to retain top employees and grow. The plan is administered through TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank, and gives me a competitive advantage to help me attract and retain quality employees, all while saving money. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.